On this channel, it's our mission to spread positive news stories that resonate with our viewers. Each video we craft is designed to illustrate that there is hope out there, but this isn't really the case with traditional media. Studies have shown that most news outlets are more likely to publish articles that are shocking, depressing, and violent. Well, here at Good News, we've had enough of those negative vibes, so we're doing the complete opposite. In this video, we're going to show you that simply watching more good news can completely reshape your view of the world for the better. Hey, I'm your host Regis, and to begin with, let's take a look at some uplifting headlines coming out of the animal kingdom. Now, while we do so, I want you to pay attention to how you feel. We'll start with the news that the first Asian elephant has received a vaccination that'll fight against a deadly illness. The elephant endotheliotropic herpes virus, or EEHV, was first discovered in 1990. It has a devastating 70% fatality rate because it causes elephants to hemorrhage, which leads to a pretty sudden death. It's the biggest cause of elephant deaths in captivity, but a new vaccine promises to change all of that. Tess, a 40-year-old Asian elephant from the Houston Zoo, is the first of her species to receive a trial mRNA injection, similar to the COVID vaccine, that's expected to give her long-lasting immunity. If fully developed, it could potentially save these iconic gray giants from the brink of extinction. Something similar to this has actually just happened to narwhals too, because Canadian authorities have declared that they are no longer at risk of extinction. Often nicknamed the unicorns of the sea, narwhals are a breed of horned underwater whales that live in the Arctic. Large colonies of them can be found in Nunavut, Canada's most northern province. In recent times, though, the melting of sea ice where they live because of climate change and a growth in sea traffic has seriously brought their numbers down. In 2004, the Nunavut narwhal population was recorded as 40,000 as a result of these factors. A recent assessment by Canadian wildlife officials, however, revealed that their numbers have swelled to 160,000. It's thought that the close monitoring of their population by conservationists and effective partnerships with indigenous groups over the last two decades are mainly to credit for this comeback. And it's not just the narwhals that have bounced back either. An endangered bird has been saved from extinction and is being retaught its traditional migratory path by scientists. Once found across all of Central Europe, Northern Africa, and the Arabian Peninsula, the population of the northern bald ibis has been devastated by hunting and the destruction of their habitats. But over the past 20 years or so, things have begun to take a positive turn. Effective breeding programs have increased their numbers in captivity from 0 to 300, but there's one small problem. These birds have completely forgotten their traditional migration route from Austria to Spain because they've never experienced being in the wild. In order to teach it to them again, scientists have been literally showing them the way in small aircraft. The birds follow the plane because they're adopted by the pilot at a very young age. By looking after them, feeding them, and cleaning them, the bald ibis begin to trust their human foster parent enough to trail them. Okay, back to the original question. How did these stories make you feel? What kind of emotions did they stir up in you? Most importantly, did they make you feel good? I'm going to take a wild guess here that the answer is yes, which brings us to our next question. Why is it important to watch less bad news? Well, it's important because of something called negativity bias. To demonstrate this, open up any news website right now. Look at the headlines and try to find something positive. Kind of hard, right? Well, that's because humans naturally pay more attention to negative information, which means that news outlets prioritize these types of stories. To put it simply, they promote fear on purpose to make more money. The result is a news landscape dominated by doom and gloom that isn't actually a balanced representation of what's going on. Hey, who would have thought, right? So what's the best way to combat negativity bias? I think you might already know the answer to this one. Watch more good news, of course. So let's get back into that. Before we do so, a quick disclaimer. This next story includes references to suicide. If you're struggling with suicidal thoughts or mental health in general, please seek help via the links provided below, and feel free to skip over this part of the video if you'd like. A man from China has prevented over 450 people from ending their lives on a bridge. For the last two decades, 56-year-old Chun Si has saved many lives by keeping watch over the Yangtze River Bridge in Nanjing. It all began in the year 2000, when he struck up a conversation with a girl in distress on the bridge. By just talking to her, he realized that he had stopped her from doing the unthinkable. Since then, he's convinced 469 individuals that their life is worth living. Wearing a volunteer outfit bearing the words "Cherish Life Every Day" on the front, this modern-day guardian angel patrols the bridge 10 times a day. Through his actions, Chun-Si is illustrating the value of life to those who desperately need to hear it. He's honestly an inspiration to all of us here at Good News. And so is a man dubbed the King of Chemo, who has turned terminal brain cancer and 5 years left to live into over 15 finished marathons. In 2019, 35-year-old personal trainer and lifelong fitness fanatic Ian Ward was informed that he had terminal brain cancer and had about 5 years left to live.
I know it doesn't look like it, but I got terminal brain cancer. And even though I might look fit and healthy, I am going to die within 3 years, according to the doctors.
But rather than be defeated by this nightmare diagnosis, he took inspiration from it by tying up his running shoes.
But before those 3 years are over, I am going to try. I am going to break the world record for raising the most amount of money ever for running a marathon.
So far, he's completed over 15 marathons and raised over $500,000 for cancer research charities. Throughout the whole process, he has totally busted the stereotype of the bedridden, sickly cancer patient, which was another one of his main goals to begin with. His latest and greatest accomplishment was running 7 marathons in all 7 continents in just 7 days in November of 2024. But this is nothing compared to his next challenge, which is to run 52 miles, the equivalent of 2 marathons, in every country and territory in Europe over the course of 52 weeks. Sticking with the theme of 52, after this, he's pledged to do the same in all 50 United States, plus Mexico and Canada. That is total madness, but honestly, we love to see it. With every step he takes, Ian Ward is powerfully illustrating that everyone can find a reason to live, no matter how bad it gets. And in some cases, that reason can even find you. Just ask Schiller Joseph, who secured a kidney donor while he was out hiking in what's been proclaimed a modern-day miracle. Our story starts with Utah mom Chrissy Miller, who in October 2022 was spurred into action by a Facebook post about a man who required a kidney transplant. However, when she went to donate, Chrissy was told that she needed to reduce her blood sugar levels and lose 5 kilograms. So, the next spring, she began hiking 3 to 4 times a week to shed the weight. By September 14, 2023, she was 16 kilograms lighter when she set off on a trail at the Y Mountain in Provo, Utah. At this point, she was still kind of debating whether or not to become a donor, so she said a quick prayer asking God to guide her that day. A couple hours later, that prayer was answered when she met 46-year-old Joseph Schiller and his wife. When the father of three mentioned that he had moved from Florida to Utah to get a kidney transplant faster, Miller knew what she had to do. Establishing that both of their blood types were O positive, she offered her kidney to him then and there. With tears in their eyes, the ex-firefighter and his wife accepted. Instead of having to wait 6 to 8 years for a transplant, Schiller was on the operating table just over 6 months later. Against all odds, Miller's kidney was a perfect match. Thanks to Chrissy's donation, Schiller now feels healthier than ever. In January of this year, the government of Indonesia launched an ambitious program to provide healthy, free lunches for just over 80 million children by the end of the decade. So, why did they do this? Well, the key word here is malnutrition. In 2022 alone, the UN estimated that as many as 20% of Indonesian kids under the age of 5 had below average height. This is caused by poor diets, which also makes young children either too big or too skinny. The policy is already having a serious positive effect on the nation's physical and mental well-being. For parents, the program means that they're spending a lot less money on food. And for kids, it's led to reduced hunger, healthy amounts of weight gain or weight loss, and higher school attendance rates. Okay, let's talk about another health initiative, because the Indian government has significantly expanded the medical insurance coverage that its citizens receive. In 2018, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi passed ModiCare, giving around 500 million of India's poorest people access to free healthcare. Well, now, an estimated 60 million more will benefit. As of September of last year, Indians over the age of 70 are now entitled to up to $6,000 of free medical treatment every year. Keeping with that theme of financial security, let's finish off by going back to the United States, where four historically black medical schools have received $600 million of critical funding. In 2021, a report by the Century Foundation revealed that many U.S. states had failed to adequately fund historically black colleges and universities, or HBCUs. That's why charitable organization Bloomberg Philanthropies has made one of the largest private donations to HBCUs in American history. $175 million each will go to the Howard University College of Medicine, the Meharry Medical College, and the Morehouse School of Medicine. The remainder will be gifted to Charles Drew University of Medicine and Science and a new medical school at Xavier University of Louisiana. Oh man, I feel all warm and fuzzy inside after all that good news. So aside from obviously subscribing to our channel and watching more good news, what are other steps that you're gonna take to combat negativity bias in your daily life? Let us know in the comments down below. We'd also love any feedback that you might have because we're always looking to improve this channel. Anyways, thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you in the next video.